Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddock. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan and Dennis Bond, with guest appearances this week by Reginald Marsh and George A. Cooper.
One wonderful moment when fate takes a hand, and it is my moment. My destiny called me.
Your coffee's ready, Mr. Burrows.
I'm going to do great. What's that?
I said your coffee's ready.
Oh, thank you, Janice. I didn't hear you come in, otherwise I'd have stopped singing.
Oh, you need never stop as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Burrows. I find your voice pure magic.
Oh, do you? It's not what my brother Jack calls it.
Well, don't you worry about him. I think it's lovely. It reminds me a lot of Rod Stewart.
Really? I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not.
Well, I think he's smashing. He's got animal magnetism. You've got that too, Mr. Burrows.
Have I? Perhaps it's my deodorant. Same one as Henry Cooper uses.
But one is irresistibly drawn to you. Oh, Mr. Burrows.
Janice, please, you're crushing my clipboard.
But I can't help
it. No, go and sit down, Janice.
I can't. Something's holding us together. Ooh, it's your magnetism.
No, it's not. You've got your blouse caught on my bulldog clip. Just a minute. There, that's it.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, Mr. Burrows. I just couldn't stop myself getting close to you.
Well, you must try, Janice. You really must. I know it's not easy. Now, I have this quality that sets me apart.
Oh, yes. Yes, you have, Mr. Burrows.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, Janice, I have something to tell you in confidence.
Yes, Mr. Burrows?
I may be moving on. At last, my talent has been recognised. Up above.
You're going to join Billy Graham?
No, of course not. I'm talking about Mr. Robertson, our managing director. He's been very impressed with the work I've done on Time and Motion.
Yes. Well, you always did move well.
Not that sort of motion. I'm talking about the survey I've been doing.
Oh,
there you are.
Oh, Mr. Robertson. Good morning, sir. This is an honour.
Good morning.
Barrows, sir.
Precisely.
I believe you know my secretary, Miss Janice Bedworthy.
Oh, yes, of course. How are you, Janice?
I'm fine, thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Janice, I think Mr. Robertson would like some coffee.
Oh, I'll get some straight away.
By gad, she moves well. I misjudged you, you know. I always thought you were a bit,
Sir, I can assure you.
Anyway, to business. Now, what's this scheme you've been working on, Bellows?
Burrows.
Well, near enough. Go on.
Well, I have thought for some time now that we've been overstaffed, and if we trimmed down the workforce, it would increase our efficiency.
Carry on.
Well, I have been carrying out my own Time and Motion study.
Talking about motion, here comes Janice. That reminds me, I must get a new pendulum for my office clock.
There you are, Mr. Robertson. Your coffee.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, by the way, my secretary, Miss Grimshaw, retires next month. So if you fancy a move upstairs...
Oh, that's very kind of you, sir, but... Oh, I couldn't possibly leave Mr. Burrows.
Oh, there's loyalty for you, eh, Burrows? Well, you must have something.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm damned if I can see what it is. Anyway, carry on.
Well, as I say, I've been carrying out my own study. You know, checking on the slackers and persistent absentees.
A lot of that, is there?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Would I?
Oh, yes, sir. Anyway, I've taken the liberty of calling it Operation Streamline.
Have you? You seem to have taken quite a lot on yourself. But I'll be quite frank with you. I've been thinking for some time now myself that there would have to be some cutbacks. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of putting out a few feelers myself.
Oh, Mr. Robertson!
Sorry about that, Janice. I didn't realize you were standing quite so close. Now, where was I?
You were putting out feelers.
Yes, that's it. Yes, to see if there are any areas of serious overmanning.
Oh, in which case, perhaps I could be allowed to continue my study in depth. Discreetly, of course.
Well, I see no reason why not. You carry on and report to me regularly. No, better still, I'll come down here and see Janet. I mean, see how you're getting on.
Oh, very good, sir. You can rely on me to do a thorough job. I'll root out the slackers and the work shies.
Ron!
Yes, Jack, what is it?
Where's that package for Jackson to Birmingham?
I sent it off.
You sent it off? I was using that for my footrest.
Jack, it's been here 4 weeks. I thought it ought to go on.
Just the right height that package was. What am I going to stretch my feet on now?
I'm sorry, Jack.
You take too much on yourself, you do, lad. I have to find another one now. It took me weeks to find that one. Just the right shape it was. Let's have a look.
Good morning, brothers.
Good morning, Brother George.
My word, Brother Jack, you're hard at it. A credit to the workers, you are.
He's looking for a footrest.
Footrest? I didn't know we was diversifying into furniture. The union should have been informed. Anyway, if I could have your attention for a minute, Brother Jack.
All right. What is it, Brother George?
Some disturbing news has come to our ears.
Yeah, well, at least it's come to the right place.
A little bird has whispered to me that your brother Leslie has been at it again.
Is it that big blonde in processing?
This is no joking matter, Brother Jack.
No, it certainly is not. If our Leslie has finally broken his duck, it is time for national rejoicing.
Put it this way, brothers. Redundancy hangs heavy in the hair.
Yeah, I thought it looked like rain.
Ron, shut your face. Did you say redundancy, George?
I thought that would make you prick your ears up. That was what I said. And who is the instigator of the aforementioned redundancy? That evil genius, your brother, Leslie.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a genius.
Well, be that as it may, he's been out and about again with his notebook and his stopwatch.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He has been checking up and taking notes on everybody and everything.
Well, perhaps he's preparing another Kinsey report.
Joke, if you will. But for some time now, he has had the ear of our managing director, Mr. Ignatius Robertson.
Well, so long as it's only his ear.
And what is more, there is talk of a committee being set up to decide who will go and who will stay. With who do you think as chairman?
Enoch, pal.
Your brother, Leslie.
Well, I was close.
Of course they don't know that we know about all this. But I thought, as they say, a word to the wise, Brother Jack,
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks very much, Brother George.
Well, I better go and tell the rest of the lads, eh?
Yeah, you do that. It'll cheer them up no end.
Hey, that sounds serious, Jack.
Yeah, it does. But I'm not taking it lying down.
I didn't think you would.
There is a principle at stake, everyone. The right of every man to do an honest day's labour.
What are you going to do about it then, Jack?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to crawl like mad round my brother. Phew. God bloody. Well, that's all the downstairs done.
Good heavens.
I'll do upstairs later, Les, but I must get these kitchen curtains down. I've just noticed they're filthy.
You feeling all right, Jack?
Yeah, of course I'm, Les. Now, can I get you some more tea? I expect that pot's gone cold.
No, thanks, no.
What? You're not sitting in the draught, are you? Oh, good, you found your slippers. I'll put them in front of the fire to warm.
Yes, thanks very much. Are you going to have some tea?
No, I've got no time for tea. God, just look at that table. I'll get some polish and give it a really good going over.
Oh, Jack, for heaven's sake, sit down and relax for 5 minutes.
No. I like to be on the go. I like to keep working. I love work, you know.
It certainly isn't very obvious when you're at the factory.
What do you mean, you're stupid? But... Oh. We'll have your little joke, won't you?
Mind you, I have to admit, you have been busy around the house these last few days.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way, Liz. It was Mum's dying wish that we spend the next 3 years together.
That is true.
So, it is only right that I should do my fair share of the housework.
Yes, but for once, you seem to be doing more than your share.
Well, I don't mind. Anyway, I mean, you're so busy at the factory. I often see you with your little notebook and stopwatch. Is that for anything special?
No, no. Just a general survey.
Oh, I thought it might be something to do with redoing the paintwork.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Oh, talking of paintwork, if you are taking those kitchen curtains down, the paintwork around the window frames could do with a wipe.
Right. Of course, I am very busy at work, you know.
Who are you?
Oh, yes, never been busier.
Can't think why, because production's dropped considerably. The orders haven't been coming in at all.
Oh, well, that doesn't worry me. I just keep sending them out.
Jolly good. I hope you don't mind my mentioning this, but when you're doing the hoovering, you do move the furniture, don't you?
You're supposed to.
And the edge of the carpet. Just the edge by the skirting board. You'll need a stiff brush to get the dirt out.
Yeah, well, thank you for telling me, Les. I'd never have known.
I don't know what you clean the kitchen floor with, but it's terribly sticky when you walk on it.
Oh, is it really? Oh, dear.
And those bathroom tiles. I hope you don't mind me telling you things, but with tiles, you must...
There you are, Mr. Burroughs.
Oh, thanks, Janice. Well, it's nearly finished. Operation Streamline. A detailed study of the workings of every department in the factory.
Oh, you've been working ever so hard, Mr. Burroughs. You look very tired.
Oh, it had to be done, Janice. Nothing is achieved without sacrifice.
I know that, Mr. Burroughs, but it's 2 days running you've gone without your tea break, not to mention your fairy cakes.
This is no time for fairy cakes, Janice. I'm dealing with the destiny of hundreds of people here. It's awe-inspiring. Oh. Dear, the responsibility is too much for one man.
Oh, then let me share it with you.
Certainly not. It was my idea.
I want help.
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped on you.
Oh, you can, Mr. Burroughs, any time.
You see, Janice, it's the pressure.
Yes, well, you need to relax. Mr. Burroughs, can I massage the back of your neck for you? Ease your tension?
No, that's very kind of you, but you need trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, Mr. Burroughs.
Come to think of it, everyone's been very kind lately. I can't understand why. Even Jack is most considerate, cooking meals, doing all the housework. Pity, really, because he'll be the first to get the chop.
Your own brother?
Oh, I've no time for favouritism, Janice. Anyway, that chap Ron does most of the work in dispatch. I mustn't let personal feelings influence my judgment. Of course, the fact that Jack's a lazy, idle ne'er-do-well who's never done a proper day's work in his life does make it easier.
You're really quite fond of him, aren't you, in your own way?
I try not to let it show.
I don't think it does. Hey, did you know Robbie is always asking how you're getting on?
Who?
Robbie! Oh, Mr. Robertson, he says I'm to call him Robbie in private.
Oh, does he?
Yes. He's very interested in what you're doing.
Yes, well, he would be. He obviously recognises potential executive talent when he sees it.
He often pops in to see what progress you're making.
Really? I've never seen him.
No, he always comes when you're out.
Oh, does he?
We go through the files together. He spends a lot of time studying my memos.
I see. But why should he be interested in what you're doing?
Oh, well, he says there are some things he likes to handle personally.
Yes, I expect he likes to keep his finger on the pulse.
Yes. He must think my pulse is in some very funny places.
Well, I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Oh, he certainly does.
Yes. Well, I can't sit here chatting. I've got my survey to complete. One last call to make.
Oh, where's that, Mr. Burroughs?
The island where time stands still.
Where?
Dispatch, of course.
Right, Ron. That's the Sheffield consignment seem to. Now then, I'll get the label stuck on this lot for Liverpool.
Oh, but I usually do that.
No, that's all right, Ron. By the way, have we got any more yellow dockets?
No, I'll pop down to transport and get some.
No, don't bother. I'll go when I've done this.
You never let me do anything these days.
I don't quite know how to put this, Ron, but I am being cruel to be kind.
Oh, thank you.
You see, with a thing like redundancy, the rule is last in, first out.
Oh, you mean you'll be sacked?
What are you talking about?
Well, you're always last in the mornings and first out at night.
Ron, is that kind? I mean, it's not even true.
Well, no, not this week. I mean, this week you've been getting here before the night shift's gone home.
Ron, this is no time for bitterness. I'm trying to let you down gently, don't you see?
I'm sorry, Jack.
You see, anything like this, the management looks back over the work record of each individual.
Well, my record's very good. I work very hard.
Well, I mean, you do your share of the heavy manual work, I grant you.
My share? I do all the work. All you do is sit about drinking tea and reading your paper.
Ron, that is not nice. I may appear to be sitting there reading, but my brain is working all the time.
Yeah. Working out the winner of the 3:30.
Ron, you are getting bitter again, aren't you, lad? I'm only trying to help you. All I'm saying is that when it comes to the crunch, the management are first going to consider those who've been here the longest. And I have been here longer than you.
I know that.
So that's a point in my favour. That and the fact that my brother's chairman of the redundancy committee.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, ladies. Oh, my word, how nice it is to see you. Isn't it nice to see him, Ron?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Well, this is a surprise. I'm usually greeted with, what do you want, or clear off.
Lay steady on. Now, do I ever say that?
Yeah, almost every time he comes here.
Thank you, Ron. Well, what can we do for you, Liz?
Nothing, I was just passing. Thought you'd be in the middle of your tea break.
Tea break? What's that? What's that? We don't have time for tea breaks down here, do we, Ron?
Not for the last 4 days we haven't.
No. We just keep working. Got our noses to the grindstone, our shoulders to the wheel, and our backs to the wall.
Difficult to do anything in that position, I think.
You see what I tell you, Ron? He always has a witty retort.
That's not what you usually call it.
Well, I must say, it looks much tidier in here. I've never seen it look so neat and clean.
Yeah, well, that is part of my drive for greater efficiency.
Well, it certainly looks less like a corporation tip than usual.
Corporation tip, you stick. How very amusing. You are a caution lesson. Need a caution, Ron.
Yeah, I'm splitting me sides.
Yeah, well, I'd love to stand here chatting with you, Les, but work must go on.
Yes, you carry on, don't mind me.
Yeah, I'll just pop over to transport. I've got 3 shipments going out today. I must go and chivvy him along. Never lazy lot. See you later, then, Les.
Right you are, Jack. Now then, Ron.
Yes, Mr. Burrows.
While my brother's out of the way, I'd like a little chat with you, sort of man to, Yes. Now, how long have you been with us?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 years. If I stay here much longer, I shall have to use the fingers on my other hand.
Any GCEs?
No, I keep pretty fit.
I see. Now, Ron, I wonder if you could give me a brief rundown of an average day's work.
Oh, right. Well, I clock in sharp at 8:30.
I see. Is Jack in then?
Oh, no. Then I go round all the departments and collect all the orders. That takes me till 10 o'clock.
Oh, Jack's in by then.
Well, he might be. If he is, I'll make him a cup of tea. Then I go down to transport to check that the previous day's orders are gone and collect the dockets. I'll get back here about 11 o'clock.
Well, Jack must be in by then, surely.
Oh, yeah. If it's not raining. So I'll make him another cup of tea, and then I'll start packing and labelling the orders. I'll do that till 12 o'clock.
Then you make him another cup of tea?
Oh, no. He's gone to lunch long before that.
I see.
Then after lunch, I'll go back to transport to see if there's any more dockets to collect.
Hello there, Janet.
Oh, Mr. Robertson, you did give me a surprise.
Anybody about?
No, Mr. Robertson. Only me.
Where's old Foxhole?
Burrows.
Well, I knew it was something underground.
Well, he's still busy with his survey.
He seems to spend most of his time doing that, while you do all the work here. I think we'll give him the sack and make you personnel manager, eh?
Oh!
What do you think of that?
Oh, really, Mr. Robertson?
Now I've told you, it's Robbie.
All right, then. Robbie.
That's better. And what are you busy with now?
Oh, well, I'm just checking that things are in the right place.
Really? Anything there you think I ought to handle?
Oh! Robertson, you behave yourself.
Well, as managing director, I have to keep in touch at all levels.
Stop it.
What's going on here? Oh, it's you, Mr. Robinson. I didn't realise. Please carry on.
Carry on.
I mean, what a carry on, isn't it, Mr. Robertson? This survey business.
Yes. I've just been going through a few things of Janice's. I mean, with Miss here.
Yes, I saw you. I mean, of course, I finished my survey, sir, and I've made a final list of the people to be made redundant. With your permission, of course.
As a matter of fact, that's what I was coming to see you about.
Were you really?
Yes, it's good news. We've just landed a big order from China.
Ah, so?
No, it's our Fong, actually. We're a Shanghai firm.
No, I was going to say, so you won't need to make anyone redundant.
No, we shall need all the manpower we've got. And women power, of course.
Call me Mr. Robertson.
So all my work's been for nothing?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I told you when you first embarked on this survey of yours that I was going to have one done of my own.
Yes, I remember.
Rather a beauty, actually. They've turned up some very interesting figures.
Oh, have they?
Yes, very interesting indeed. In fact, this will make you fall apart.
You just put your feet up. Les, your supper won't be long. I'm just waiting for the cabbage to boil.
Oh, thanks.
I got cabbage because it seems to be better this time of year. The cauliflower wasn't up to much.
No, well, it wouldn't be. Mind you, Brussels sprouts should be coming into their own soon.
Yes, I suppose they will. My word, you are looking peaky, Les. Had a busy day, have you?
Yes, it's been pretty exhausting, actually.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, you just take it easy, put your feet up. Got evening paper? Oh, yes.
Oh, very thoughtful, Jack.
Well, what are brothers for, eh? But to help each other.
I can't get over the change in you these last few days. You're up to something.
No. I mean, you have had a lot on your plate. I've just been trying to ease the burden for you. Oh, by the way, there is a very interesting programme on BBC Two later. It's about the political upheaval in Latin America. Sounds fascinating. I thought we'd both sit and watch it.
It's another thing. Your taste in viewing has altered completely.
Well, not really. I mean, I have always secretly preferred the more intellectual programmes.
Have you? Mm. I always thought Crossroads and Match of the Day was about your limit.
My word. You are awake, aren't you, Liz? Oh, and by the way, how right you were about them bathroom tiles. I cleaned them with polish first and then went over the dry dust. They come up beautifully.
Oh, they would. Mm. That was how Mum used to do them. Dear Mum. Got a lot to thank her for.
Yes, we have indeed.
I think if she's looking down now, she'll be very happy to see how well we're getting on together.
Yes.
Jack, there's something I want to tell you.
Yes, Leslie?
You know I've been doing this survey.
Well, I did see you about occasionally with your stopwatch. I thought perhaps you were getting into training for the egg and spoon race.
Actually, I was doing a survey on possible redundancy.
Oh, were you? Redundancy? Well, I never. I've no idea. How's it gone?
To be frank, it's been a disaster.
Oh, dear. In what way?
What a waste. I put so much time and effort into it. The whole thing was my idea, you know.
Oh, was it now?
Yes, and then when I got the whole scheme worked out, the firm went and landed this big order from China.
Oh, so?
No, our Fong. So now there won't be any need for redundancies after all.
There won't?
No. All my hard work has gone for nothing.
That is really tragic, Liz.
I knew you'd understand. But that's not all.
It isn't?
No. You see, Mr. Robinson's have done his own survey, and they said that I should be made redundant. Oh, me, what a ridiculous idea.
No!
Yeah. See, even you think it's a ridiculous idea.
I didn't say that. So, have they sacked you?
Good heavens, no.
Why ever not?
Well, as it turned out, Mr. Robertson was only joking.
What a shame.
I knew you'd be sympathetic.
Oh, yes, I'm sympathetic, all right. In fact, I'm so sympathetic, I'm tempted to do something for you.
Get me a cup of tea.
Now get you that pan of cabbage.
Yes, it should be done by now.
And then I'm going to stick your stupid head in it.
Have you gone
On the contrary, I'm just coming to my senses. Now, you just listen to me, you cloth-eared steaming twit.
Don't you talk to me like that.
For this past week, you've had me poncing round like Mrs. Flaming Mop. I've done so much cleaning, polishing and cooking, I was beginning to think I was on the turn.
I didn't ask you to. Hold on, so that's why you've been so nice. You thought I was going to get you sacked.
No, of course not. Yes.
If you'd done your job properly instead of skiving all the time, you wouldn't have had to worry about redundancy.
How'd you tell me how to do my job, mate? You were the one who was superfluous, remember?
How dare you?
Yeah, well, don't stand there, gawping. Get your apron on.
I thought you were going to get the supper.
No, I'm going to be busy doing other things.
Oh, well, you can leave the iron in. I'll do it tomorrow.
You bet you'll not. You will. And you'll also have to get down on your hands and knees and clear all the fag ends off the carpet.
There aren't any.
Yeah, there will be by the time I've finished. Because I'm going to scatter them knee-deep.
Hey!
And then I'm going to trample in mud all over the carpet, up the stairs, into the bedroom, and you're going to clear all that up.
You can't order me about.
Can't I get into that kitchen and get my supper?
Don't you push me.
In this week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, Dennis Bond, Ron, with guest appearances by Reginald Marsh as Mr. Robertson and George A. Cooper as George. The show is produced by John Dyer.